From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña. State transportation officials are warning locals in Juneau of major delays around the Douglas Bridge intersection due to construction. The round-the-clock work on the intersection of Egan Drive and 10th Street is scheduled to begin around 9 a.m. Friday and should wrap up by Monday morning.
Motorists would be doing themselves a favor if they would just stay away completely.
That's Department of Transportation Project Manager Catherine Wilkins. She says most traffic will be diverted around the intersection, though right-hand turns onto and off of the bridge will continue.
We're kind of ripping the Band-Aid off here. We want to get this all done at once. We have perfect weather for it this weekend. The numbers tell us that we'll have delays of about 10 minutes in certain places, but it's just hard to know until it actually happens. Boy, oh boy, it could end up that it's much worse than that. So we really are asking people to avoid the area.
The intersection work is part of a two-year, $14 million project to rebuild Egan Drive. Wilkins says it was originally built in 1978. It has been repaired, but was overdue for this rebuild. Wilkins says when it's finished, four lanes near the Four Point Sheraton will become three lanes with a pedestrian, median, and bike lanes. Some pandemic restrictions have impacted the work. For example, travel for out-of-state specialists. But she says major work is on track to wrap up this year. More superficial work, like permanent line painting, may be pushed back to next year. The contractor, CECON, is posting information about the project and traffic impacts at EganDriveProject.com. Southeast's regional tribal health provider, Search, says it's broken the 1,000 mark for COVID-19 tests in roughly two dozen communities it serves. Search says it still has about 5,500 conventional and rapid tests on hand. Last month, that figure hovered around 1,500.